cliffcentral.com.
Shots fired. You have to have more black people in the Asian. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
With G-Man, the ad man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty? Huh?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man. And we're back. We're back. It's Wednesday again. It's been a fantastic couple of days. A lot has happened. If you're following me on, if you're not following me on Twitter, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you. Let's try to keep the swearing off for later. If you're not following me on Twitter, I don't know what's wrong with you. My name is G-Man the Ad-Man on Twitter. I'm at Blaxem. It's at B-L-A-X-E-M. You can follow me, and you also follow Cliff Central at cliffcentral.com, and you can follow me on Facebook as well. And but you know, like, keep your kind of comment things kind of to a minimal, because that is like my personal one. But you can hit me up there, you know what I mean? It's just Grantstoll, that's GRANTSITHOLE. But what's up? How have you guys been, man? How you guys been? A lot has happened in the past couple of days. Got a dope guest with me in the stew. You know, I'm out of breath like this because this guy has been here for about 10 minutes and already I've been jiving up and down. But first of all, let's talk about the track. Show my jersey. What? Do me phone. I mean, get out of here. Wait, first of all, let me do this. Let me introduce my guest so that we can talk about some of the stuff that we got.
Dumelang! Yes!
Can you wait, Tippy Dang? Can you wait? Okay, so he's already introduced himself. In the studio with me today, I've got a guy that you guys have met before. Yeah. He was here once. In fact, he's very lucky because he was never here when we were in the other studio. But he's back here and we're back here in this studio. Yeah. In the studio with me is Mr. Thabang Tippy Dang Manyelo.
Oh.
What's going on, boy?
Oh, what's good, G-Man?
Are you well, man?
Oh, thank you for having me again.
Look.
In this suite of a studio.
People who do good things will be here all the time.
Yeah. And what was wrong with the previous studio?
No, nothing was wrong with it. It was, we were just, you know, we were sharing space, you know.
In the closet.
You know, not an airman. Oh. No. I mean, have you heard about like the thing that I know they're doing in Denver, where people of different income groups used to live together?
All right.
So you know, we were sharing our space with like other people of different income groups. You know what I mean? Just so we can, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so.
But it gets tense.
No tension at all. As long as you keep crime to your minimal. as long as nobody jumps the fence, everything is fine. We'll just meet at the Food Lovers Market. When Touch Central was still here. We are now Touch HD. We were in a different stew, but we're back. We're back in the mains. Dope. How have you been, brother?
I've been great, man.
Yeah.
Roller coaster.
Yeah.
That's the one word. Yeah. Roller coaster.
No. That's cool. I mean, roller coasters are good. No one likes a Ferris wheel. everyone enjoys a roller coaster.
It takes too long to get to the top. Yeah, and at some point you're back at the bottom.
And it's the same thing over and over. In fact, Ferris wheels are cheap because you probably only get to go around twice or three times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My roller coaster is once, but it's a thrill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's good. That's good to hear. So we're gonna be chatting about a couple of things. Before we get into the real reason why you're here, I have to do the news. You know what I mean? That's
all right.
I mean, it's the reason
you do the news?
It's the reason why I got into radio, my man. It's because I wanted to do the news. You know, remember that guy, Izima Chila? I was just see that guy and I was like, I bet you he's just wearing a pirate skindy. he's wearing a maroon jacket and a white shirt, but he's wearing a pirate skindy. So that's why I'm here. I gotta do some of the news, man. So yeah, that's what's up, guys. Yeah. I'm gonna switch TP Dang's mic off. He's being trouble. Alright, so let's get into the news about what's been happening in the world of advertising in the past couple of days. So, I mean, you guys know Cliff Central is a media partner of the Lurie's, right? So I mean, I've mentioned that a couple of times in the past couple of weeks. With G-Man, the Edman in the forefront, we are now a media partner of the Lurie's, and we got some communique out here from our man Mr. Andrew Human about the fact that the Lurie's deadline has been extended to the 31st of May, so about 2 weeks. But you guys knew that already. You know, I know how you guys operate. Because I kind of used to operate like that as well. You knew that the deadline was going to be extended, and you knew that you were going to get 2 more weeks. So this is it. It's been announced. The Lurie's deadline has officially been extended to the 31st of May. And it says here that the marketers and agencies now have 2 extra weeks to be part of Africa and the Middle East's biggest creative awards. Yeah, I mean, we won't dwell on that Middle East thing because, you know, we remember Middle East Gate. We all remember Middle East Gate, but I think I should make some t-shirts. Hashtag Middle East Gate. Anyway, that's fine. So you guys know that the entry categories include spheres, all spheres of the brand or brand communication landscape. So things like film and video, architecture and design, PR, digital. And this year, the Lurie is saying that they're anticipating 3,000 entries. 3,000 entries, guys. I mean, that means if your work is shit, I mean, it's competing against a lot of things that could possibly be shit. But I mean, it's 3,000 entries one of them is going to be a Grand Prix. A few of them are going to be Grand Prix, but a lot of them are not going to win. That's what always fascinates me about this stuff. But that's why you need to put in the best stuff. You know, enter the stuff that you know is going to possibly have a chance. You know, like, you don't want to go to the Lurie's, buy a suit. You know what I mean? Go and hang out and clap for us. You know what I mean? Did you notice how I said us? Anyway. I don't know. Must be this Cape Town thing. I just flew in from Cape Town. If you're following me on Instagram and or Twitter, you'll know that I've been on a shoot for the past 5 days. It's been quite the Ben-Hur of things. But I've also been careful to not reveal too much about what we're shooting, because this is how things get sabotaged. So I'm trying not to sabotage myself. But it's been amazing. So huge shout out to Cape Town. Thanks for having me, guys. You guys were fantastic. I do think that you guys should be doing a bit more as well. In fact, I'll give you this. Your weather was dope. Cape Town weather was, it made, I heard Joburg was, does post-apocalyptic in this place, but it was summer out there. So huge shout out to Cape Town. I didn't get a chance to see Mr. Neo Mashego, so huge shout out to him, OT. But I see that you fixed the weather. You know, I knew Neo was going to fix things in Cape Town. He started with the weather. OT, sorry. Thanks for fixing the weather down there. I mean, I feel like bigger changes are coming to the advertising industry in Cape Town because Neo Mashego is there and he started with the weather. So, hold on. I need to say something about the Lurie's once again. So they've introduced a number of new awards. So including the SANBS Public Service Award. So that's the South African National Blood Service Public Service Award and the Facebook Challenge in the Student Awards category. So go to the website. Go to the Lurie's website. Maybe, like, the things with scoop packs are obviously difficult, right? And making a good TV ad or making a good radio ad, hey, TPD, or making a good radio ad is difficult. Go look at the other categories. You know what I mean? Go find the other categories. You've got 2 weeks to produce the stuff, because all the work needs to be produced by the 31st of May. So go look at the other categories. You know, maybe you've been shortchanging yourself trying to chase the TV ad. You know, trying to chase that radio Lurie. There are a whole bunch of other categories where I'm not saying they're easier, because there are also people there who are going to whip your ass if you come half ass there as well. So go to the Lurie's website, check out the categories, and maybe there's a piece that you already have lying around that fits into one of those categories, and then you're at the Lurie's, you win, we're partying in Durban. I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah, the agency buys you champagne. You know what I mean? And then they tell you that they're going to deduct it. Oh, Luis. Oh, man. It's beautiful. But Chippy Dag, tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me about Luis and winners at the Luis.
Oh, I mean, man.
I mean, how dope is it when you find those cats that have won? You know, when you haven't won, so you have to just glean some fun off of these cats. You know what I mean?
You know, there's always that year where I remember the one year that I didn't win anything.
Yeah. But it hasn't just been one. There's been a few.
No.
Nothing wrong, Tippy Tag. Nothing wrong.
No, that year, I actually didn't even have anything entered. Well, but it was.
So why were you at the Lurie's if you didn't enter? The party.
Go Fosted.
Yeah. Fosting Cable. Yeah. Yeah. This production is brought to you by Fosting Cable Productions.
No, I was an intern. I didn't take it seriously enough. You know, you have to you have to take this work onto yourself and actually make the work. No one's gonna tell you to make work. And in that intern year, I don't know, man, I slacked, missed deadlines.
Yeah.
And then you get there.
Oh,
and
I remember that year.
Yeah. But you remember that year. Yeah. The last day, deadline cut off.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. But you sit in that in the I'm telling you right now, if you have nothing entered, firstly, if you have something entered, cool, go down. If you have nothing entered, do not go down.
No, man, what do you mean?
Do not go down.
What do you mean? Who's gonna fill those hotels, man?
It is the most painful thing to see. Sitting for 3 hours, two nights back to back, as people walk up and down.
Tippy Dang, I will not have you come to the show and tell people not to come to the Lurie's. We are a media partner, my Nick. Okay? I will not have you come here and tell people not to come to
the Lurie's. The takeout from that was enter.
Yeah. Enter. But at the same time, you know, even if you have not entered, come to the Lurie's. They serve a huge, huge serving of humble pie there. if you
the best chefs in the industry.
They've got the best chefs serving up a whole bunch of humble pie there.
Man.
If you have not entered anything, they've got it in heaps and heaps.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, it is great. But I mean, I speak about the humble pie, but I do also think that it is inspiring. You know, you go down there, and even when you do after that, go just get some tequilas and stuff.
Yeah,
you walk out of there and you go, damn it, you actually want to go get on a sketch pad immediately.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I know years. There've been years where I got out and I went to the hotel and I'm like, does anybody have a pencil? Because I just want to sit there. And I call my director. My director is like, shut the fuck up.
I want a drink. Right?
Shut up. Yeah.
Yeah, that person. That's you know what we do for that brand? Yeah. Oh, I've got it.
In the ceremony.
And your Lurie's pain. That's some rubbish ideas. And when you get back to Joburg, you're like, what am I doing?
What is this rubbish? Oh, man. Anyway, so enter the Lurie's, guys. It's completely worth it, and it literally can change your life. So I mean, we will get to speak about how awards can change your life. With Tippy Dang, who's in the stool here with us.
Speaking of Lurie's, and I know that this is not how this works.
I'm
here to answer. This
is what I'm saying, guys. This is what he does. Yeah. Talk to me.
What do you think about the 4 Grand Prix per night?
The 4 Grand Prix per night. Look,
that it was the first last year.
Yeah. See, I'll tell you this. My opinion is that there should be, if it's about quality, and it shouldn't be about the fact that, you know, we're limited to only giving out 2 Grand Prix or a Grand Prix.
Yeah.
If we feel like there's work that deserves it, then we should give it. But the flip side of that is let us go back to the definition.
Yeah.
Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Right? It is French. Grand.
Oh.
Which means, you know, big, the infinite one. P. Meaning prize. Meaning the one that wins the prize.
Yeah.
Right?
I thought it was F1.
Yeah. I mean, you can F1 or F2 if you want, if you win a Grand Prix. You can F however many you want, really. I'm quick for you. I'm too quick for you, TP Day. I'm too quick for you. You can F as many as you want to win a Grand Prix. That moment of absurdity was brought to you by Tippy Dang. Look, I hear what you're saying, but I do think that there's something to the fact that you walk away from that evening going, one Grand Prix exists, because that's the thing that whipped everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, then it's also a weird scale, because are we saying that to measure a TV ad up against a radio ad? In fact, no, you know what? I'm talking shit. You can.
Yeah.
You can look at both. Yep. You can look at pieces and say, okay, this one golden TV, this one golden radio.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is the Grand Prix. This is the one that we say like typifies the type of work that we do that in this hood.
The African, the Middle East.
Exactly.
This year. You know? Yeah.
I wonder if they're having this discussion in the Middle East. I really wonder if they chatting like this in the Middle East about the Luris.
Oh man.
Anyway, that's cool. but we're gonna have Andrew in the stew. Andrew's gonna come to the stew next week. He was meant to be on the phone, but then he was like, oh, there's a lot to talk about. We can't do it over the phone. You know, I like Andrew's sense of, you know, like he still respects relationships like we used to back in the day. Not this Twitter thing that you guys are up to right now, you know, sliding into DMs. Andrew doesn't want to slide into DMs. Andrew wants to hang out, have a conversation, and not slide into the DMs of cliffcentral.com. So
what is going on?
So thank you, Mr. Human. We will be hanging out sometime soon. So that's cool. Tippy, man, I need to move on to some more news, man. But it's cool. Let's get to it. Let me read some tweets here. There's a whole bunch of people that are excited that you're here in the stew. There's a guy called he's calling himself Air Force Day 010770. I don't know. Your friends need to change their shit, man.
Like he's relevant on one day.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And then there's a guy called at Kev Notes. He's happy that you're here. I've got a tweet here from Mabutu Tseke. Once again, he's here. An avid listener of the show. I think I must actually invite him to the show, and you guys will get to hear him. I mean, the show that day, I think Gareth will have to give us 2 hours that day because he stutters. So it's going to be great. In fact, he's standing outside. I think he just nodded in approval. Yeah, so Mabutu, Gareth says you can come to the show sometime and he'll give us 2 hours. So Mabutu says, now Shitonga has been gomified. She saw on a boot. Yes, that's after that the Choma Chosi track. Huge shout out to those cats. Some more stuff has been happening, Tippy Dang. I mean, speaking of branding, and this show is about advertising and branding, and this is a very serious issue for me. There's no way I can make light of it because it is about the brand men in this country right now.
Yeah.
You know, we can't ignore the fact that men are up to some bullshit right now in this country.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of people who are, you know, there are a bunch of guys who are on that it's not all men who are trash bullshit, you know?
No.
Look, that is you actually creating that brand of men being trash because you're making excuses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, how have you encountered this shit? How has this made you feel, all the shit that's been happening?
Last night, you shouldn't be talking about what you were doing.
I mean, it's a podcast.
It's a podcast. Yeah. But I mean, last night I was up at like 3 a.m. and the thing that bothered me the most was that my whole timeline was sad story after sad story.
That's
after
right.
Sad story after sad story. You know
That's
what I mean?
Such like bullshit, man.
One joke from so forth and then sad story after that. And then at first, my initial reaction was, oh, where are the jokes, man?
Yeah.
This is good and whatnot. And then afterwards, I thought about it and I was like, this is actually correct.
Yeah.
We should be bringing this to light even more so. And
at first,
I used to be a proper...
not all men are trash.
A soldier against men are trash.
I remember those tweets. Yeah.
But I can finally and admit it on air that I finally understand what it actually stands for.
Yeah, man.
What it actually means. Yeah, yeah.
It is terrible, man. I just think that, you know, without dwelling on that, I just think that there has to be an understanding of the brand of man that we think we want to represent. The brand of man that we think all of us should be proud to back, you know? Yeah. And as I tweeted the other day, I mean, you don't get to be tired of hashtag men are trash if you're a guy and you're not stopping Praza Khawuze Zamasip. You know what I mean? No, on the real, like it's so stupid that we choose to get offended by the shit as opposed to trying to find what the solution is. So
and what's crazy is that the way you put it is so perfect. You put it as a brand man, right?
Yeah.
And maybe it's because of our advertising brand, but once you put it like that, I sort of start seeing solutions popping up.
That's
you know how to fix a brand.
That's right.
As opposed to a certain person.
You know,
which is
Luis Omadinga says in one of those clips, advertising people are some of the smartest people that we all know.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I don't know what that solution is, but you're right. As soon as we start putting it as the brand South African man needs to look, take a hard look at itself. Maybe that's the approach we need to take. You know, maybe we need to, just like how if some brand walked in and said, I've got a problem, right? Because some things in my system are not working.
We need
to make sure that we come up with that solution. So maybe it's up to people like you and I who are in advertising to come up with a solution.
On the flip side though, what I tend to get irked about is brands that walk into the conversation and just walk in to be relevant.
Yeah. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, 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 no, no. Also, for me, I think don't irritate the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah,
I think don't be a brand that does that. Yeah. I don't think brands should be trying to own a piece of this as
no,
a platform.
No.
We should be looking for a solution right now.
Yeah.
And I implore all you guys out there, let's find a way. I mean, we come up with solutions all the time, right?
Yeah.
And if this is a confidence thing, if this is, I don't know what it is, right? If this is a thing about maybe empowering the boy child again, you know? I don't know. I'm not saying that's the solution, but I think that the minds that gather to create all these brands for South African, make these brands amazing, should somehow be able to find a way to solve the brand the South African man, both internally and externally, from what it's perceived as, and also how it behaves.
How it behaves,
you know.
Yo.
So that's so get on that, dope. Get on that, y'all. I think the solutions are here amongst people like you and me. But that's cool. Let's move on from that. Let's move on from that. People need to get their fucking story straight. Is all I'm saying. Yeah. Anyway, so Tippy Tang, your cousins in Cape Town.
I've got cousins in Cape Town?
Yeah, FCB Cape Town.
Yeah, bro.
Have launched an exclusive books campaign. Yeah. I didn't even know FCB Cape Town had exclusive books.
I mean, you know, dabble.
You are pitching throughout the night. When we are sleeping, you are pitching.
You're pitching.
Bloody pitch. Tippy. So I mean, do you guys find yourself working with your Cape Town office a lot? I mean, do you guys have collaborations with the Cape Town office?
Particularly on exclusive books.
Not necessarily on exclusive books, but like generally. And then we'll talk about exclusive books after that.
I mean, last year we
speaking to the mic, TP Tang, come on now.
I mean,
done this before.
I mean, I'm a rapper, okay, so must I? Yes, we do. We do work a lot with our FCB Cape Town family. What's even dope is that, like, I remember, I think earlier on this year, me and Tepo, my partner, got to
the shout out Tepo Musio, what's going on?
Mr.
Why don't you wait for it? Why don't you wait for it?
It's my mouth. Yeah. I can do it too.
Oh, TP Tang King, guys, not a chance. Yeah.
But like the Cape Town offices calls us up, they fly us down, they're like, yo, dog, we need that team. And what I appreciate the most is that they called for a specific team. We just want a team to come
right.
They're like, we want that team, we think they'd be dope for this job. We went down, we helped through with the Savannah work. What's really amazing about
so that small donkey is you?
No.
Ah, Tippy Tang. Yeah. You make that small donkey. Guys, Tippy Tang.
Guys,
proving every day that bad ads happen to good creators all the time.
Guys,
small donkey, was that you?
I'm not the it was a bigger campaign. It wasn't TV. We're in the space where bigger campaigns are bigger than TV.
So by that you mean that we can make shit TV because there are bigger campaigns?
No, okay.
You're
twisting my words.
Okay.
I'm sounding like Trump right now.
Yeah. And how has that experience been? Because I mean, obviously, it means that you get to have access to a whole bunch of creative directors, a whole bunch of executive creative directors.
Yeah.
And how has that been?
Yeah. It's honestly amazing. And the network between the two, it isn't like this massive machine that takes forever to revert back and work with each other.
Right.
Why do you smile?
Carry on, TP. Come on, carry on. What are you saying, bro?
What I'm saying is, we work so well, so fluid. We went so flute together and I learned a lot from the creative director down there,
right,
in that 1 week. I mean, it was a week's job.
Yeah,
you come in blank, you don't know what the brief is.
That's right.
And by Friday,
this is Mr. Aaron Harris.
Cracked. Yeah,
this is Aaron that you worked with down there.
No, we worked with Mike.
Mike Manuel.
Shout out
Mr. Manuel. What's going on Yeah, so apparently SB Cape Town has just launched an exclusive books campaign. And there's three really cool radio spots. So go onto the FCB website, I'm sure you'll be able to hear those. And I heard them. I think they're really, really cool. You know, I think FCB has always had this reputation for dope radio. And I mean, we'll get into that again later, right? I mean, you know, and it's cool to see that, you know, that actually that's a culture that goes into all the agencies of FCB and not just the Joburg office, because that used to be just the Joburg office thing. So that's really, really cool. But speaking of FCB, I also just got another piece of news here that surprised me a lot. So So I mean, when I was at FCB, I also worked on Wimpy, and I had the privilege of working on a collaboration between Wimpy and Engine.
Engine.
So and that was a great experience for me. And I mean, we shot throughout the night at some Engine or just outside Cape Town. I was freezing, you know. But an amazing experience.
Dancing.
A guy dancing in the forecourt. What I mean? This is what happens when you don't trust petrol attendants. You dance in the forecourt while he fills that shit up because you know you said 300, he's going to put in 150. You know what I mean? So you're dancing in the forecourt. So. Yeah, man. So I got to work with the guys from Engine. Some really, really great clients. So you know, some of those clients that make you go, wow. I mean, this is how advertising should be done.
Yeah.
So it really, really surprised me that Engine has announced that they are moving from FCB Africa, the group, and moving to Saatchi and Saatchi South Africa. And it says here, there was a 5-way pitch. Between Saatchi and Saatchi, the King James Group, MNC Saatchi Able, and somebody called 34. Has that any kind of impact? I mean, wait, how do you feel about that?
I was about to say about how I personally feel about it.
That's right.
That Engine being such a prominent brand in South Africa, that's everywhere right. you turn,
voted one of the coolest brands by young people like a couple of times. Yeah.
Like, how do you leave the agency that makes South Africa's most loved brand, literally by the numbers, not that's just right. a statement like that. South Africa's most loved brands.
That's right.
Last year at the and correct me if I'm wrong, I do believe that Engine did win one of the top 10 brands at the Millwood Browns.
That's
and so
right.
forth,
that's right.
Through work created by an agency like this, and maybe it's them looking for a new shiny toy.
That's right.
And sometimes that's not the best thing for your.
You
brand.
Can tell. You can tell TP is quite young in this business. You know, he's hurt and
I'm
hurt
now.
And you know, speaking emotionally, we hold nothing against you. You know, you're speaking from an emotion place. You're probably thinking, I could have done some radio spots.
I mean,
for Engine, I could have won some shit.
No, but you're jaded. You know,
I'm not jaded at all. I'm not jaded at all. All I'm saying is, you need to understand that there are a whole bunch of elements and a whole bunch of factors
that
influence why accounts move. You know,
I was about to.
And it's almost always not just about a shiny toy. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's about like these relationships change over time and all that. So I mean, you have to kind of understand that these things happen.
That is,
you know?
That is true.
And I mean, you've been in a club and a girl hangs out with you but leaves with someone else. You know what I mean?
I haven't been in that particular situation.
No, but I've seen it. When I say you've been, I'm not saying hypothetical. I'm not saying
I'm lying right now. I'm kidding. No, I have been in that situation.
I'm kidding, man. Anyway, what I'm saying is, you know, these things are complicated understandings.
Yeah.
And I think that...
A lot of the times, it's not even the creative. It might not even be just the creative work created.
No, I think that's really dope. And I think, you know, it's... these things are tough to understand, my man.
Yeah.
But it does kind of... You can only wish them well.
You
can only wish that the guys are Saatchi and Saatchi.
Mashiro would...
But you see, this is the problem with this Saatchi thing. Right, there's a Saatchi and Saatchi. There's a Saatchi, MNC Saatchi, Able and Kane. So this one is a Saatchi and Saatchi. Leo Mashiko is at MNC Saatchi. So whichever Saatchi's got it of the four Saatchi's
of the Saatchi.
Yeah, of the four Saatchi's that's got it.
Saatchi's bad luck.
Yeah, no man. Saatchi's luck.
Saatchi's.
Yeah. But huge congratulations to the guy at Saatchi and Saatchi.
Saatchi's.
Hey, can you wait? I'm gonna switch your mic off again. Huge congratulations to the guys Saatchi and Saatchi on the win for Engine, and these things often have repercussions and they start to mean certain things to the incumbent agency. So good luck to the guys at FCB and good luck to the guys at Saatchi and Saatchi on that win. So hopefully what we can do is we can get somebody on the line one day. Like I said, we're back to the studio where we have the phone. You know, so maybe what we can do is we can get them on the line at some point and we can have a chat with them about what's going on. Yeah. So, on the fly, Khosi says, I know we're only halfway through the show, but I think today we gotta have at least 30 minutes extra time. Shout out to the homie TP Dang.
Oh, Khosi.
Yeah.
Khosi.
Khosi doing the most out there. Khosi doing the most out there. Yeah, saying that we need to have at least 30 minutes extra. Huge shout out.
I agree, Khosi.
Yeah.
There's so much to touch on.
Exactly. Mabutu once again wants to know how an account loss like this affects the whole agency. Like if Cape Town loses their account, how does it hit the Durban or the Joburg branch? And I think we touched on that. You know, it's kind of, it has an influence because you agencies have literally become just extensions of each other,
yeah,
right? So
yeah.
So it has an effect on what happens in Joburg because, you know, we have to go hunt for new business.
Yeah.
And it kind of, it's also a knock on your confidence. You know, yeah, kind of go, boom, yeah, shit, man, I thought I was treating this girl right, and now she's leaving.
And now she's leaving.
Like, teach your girls right, Joe.
And what's dope now that I'm seeing in the industry is that a lot of the times you'd see agencies as like two different entities, like
yeah.
the Joburg and Cape Town ones would be seen as two different entities, but the two have become a lot closer. It
that's
seems
right.
As
that's
if
right.
One fluid
but that's
agency
it. But,
throughout.
But
you know?
There you got that fluid thing right now.
Oh yeah,
you
yeah.
used it properly. You didn't panic. I think what happened to you earlier is that you panicked. You know what I mean? Like you're about to say fluid, but you're like, whoa,
oh, is it fluidity?
Is it influence, you know what I mean? you calmed yourself down, you know what I mean, you relaxed and you did well. So huge shout out to TP Dang for getting fluid right. But yeah, it does. Agencies yeah. have become extensions of each other. So yeah. so that's what's up. So it's really, really interesting. So guys, let's get to the real reason why TP Dang is actually running his damn mouth in this damn studio. You know, like you bring a guy once, when he comes around the second time, it's just, you know, mouth. Anyway, so last week,
yeah,
the one show, which is held in New York, yeah, yeah, New York,
yep,
right,
New York.
I mean, so those of you who are on Twitter would have seen photos of Kolisa Tshana. Huge shout out Kolisa Tshana out there, you know, flying the flag on stage there, dressed in his Makosa top, you know, that thing that looks like a blanket. He was looking great. Representing real hard, and we're real proud of that guy. Another yeah. a huge friend of the show yeah. who has not yet to be on the show himself. Oh. He's only been on the show through the telephone when Smuzizo and his friends were here. So Kolisa Tshana, hopefully at some point, my man, when you find the time, you know, in between being dope, being amazing, come hang out. But yeah, so the one show where Kolisa Tshana is, in fact, I think he's on the one show board.
Yeah.
Right. The awards were announced this week, and a whole bunch of dope things happened. You know, like, you know, when you wake up in the morning, because it's in New York, you wake up in the morning and there's all the SMSs about South Africa's done well. You know, and they trickle out like that. The results trickle out like that. And there was one day where I saw South Africa done well, and you know, I saw a whole bunch of other agencies that did really, really well. So in fact, huge shout out to all of you guys. I'm not going to mention everyone by name, but huge shout out to SA Advertising. We're doing the most, as they say in Bram.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're doing the most, and it makes me really, really proud to be a part of a team where I can associate myself with you guys. Yeah. But the information started trickling out, and you know, I mean I kind of caught wind that there was a finalist that TP had up in there, and then when I didn't see it, when those names started trickling out, I was like, oh shit! How did you feel then? Because did you know that? Let me wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, yeah, because actually, I was following on Twitter, and I knew that I had to stay up late and just follow on the timeline.
But were you following in the days prior? Because I mean, you got yours like on a Friday.
On the Friday, yes, yeah. Yes. So but on the Wednesday, when
yeah,
then, oh,
well, all the other stuff was coming out. I was like, this man.
No, I immediately went onto the site to check their schedule. I was like, all right.
Oh, they haven't passed me. Yeah. Which is another thing that happens at the Lurie's. Another time you get to the Lurie's and you've entered a category, and and they get to it, and then they call out. Then they call out maybe the bronze, and then they call the silver, right? And then they say no gold Lurie's were won in this category, right? And then at that point, because you had a finalist, right? So you say no, maybe they moved me to another category. You know, maybe my spot was just, you know, it didn't fit into the main radio category. Yeah, they created a special
in a craft writing.
Yeah, and you wait for the craft writing, right? And then craft writing comes and says certificate was awarded to, and it's someone other than you, right? And they move on. And then you're like, okay, wait, I can also see there's still some goals there, right? After that, they say the student category to this year is sponsored by. So they passed your category, and you're like, oh shit, I went and I laid by this suit. You know what I mean? I've been paying this suit off all year. And yeah, so
you even move into some form of dementia where you think that you might have won Grand Prix and they haven't announced
it. You got it, you're right. I love that moment. I love the moment where you think, no, Maybe I won Grand Prix. Right? Maybe these guys, maybe hey guys, advertising is gonna drive us crazy, guys. Ooh. Yeah, so you're not leaving, right? There are people who are not in denial who's had this happen to them before. They're already walking to the bar outside.
Talking
about how rigged the rules are, right? Yeah, the standard this year is just fucking crazy. No, the standard's not crazy, you just didn't win.
Yeah.
Right? But now you're waiting. Right? You're waiting. You're waiting because you think someone is gonna say, and the Grand Prix arrive. We know when they bring out the confetti can and you're just you hold the traffic lady's hand because she's sitting next to you.
She doesn't know what's going on.
You're like, Sam, hold my hand. Right. Shout out Sam to Lizzie, what's going on?
Shout out the ops ladies. Instead of us give them a shout out,
you shout out to the ops
ladies, Teresa, Daniil, Sam, Tolo, Karen, we out here, Tabile.
Guys. Oh man, we are out here indeed. You shut up. So you hold on to the traffic lady's hand and you're like, Sam, this might be it. But she knows this is not it. She knows she's looking at you. You're doing the wrong shit, right? And then they give the Grand Prix to Ogilvy. You're sitting there, you are just devastated.
Shock.
That's the first time you unbutton your shirt. The whole night. You've been saying you don't want to drink so you don't trip on the stairs. So you just had a bad evening. Anyway, so TP Dang then, guys. We digress here.
Oh,
so tell me about Friday night. Tell me about, you say that you're following the one show on Twitter. It's Friday night. You're at home. You obviously didn't go turn up because you're nervous as fuck.
I went turning up.
Okay.
To keep my mind off it. Like, nah, don't think about it, man. Like, just go out, go. But while you're there in that pub having a beer, you're scrolling through your phone. You're not even drinking. It's been full. People are ordering second rounds. You're just going through the timeline, opening up weird accounts.
Yeah,
Some guy from Dubai is like, the awards this year. You're looking at his tweets. You're looking at his tweets.
Yeah. Oh, the takeover today is amazing.
I mean,
I'm glad the takeover's right, but where's my award, niggas?
And then they announced the radio, and the tweet that followed was something in mobile innovation. And then I was like, all right. Uh-oh. Okay.
Bang limas.
Bang kita so.
Yeah, whining in the
soul. Oh, bang kita so.
I understand.
And then a second tweet came out that had nothing to do with awards even. Something like, look at this thing.
Something like, look at this thing.
And then I stopped refreshing, and in the morning my mentions were ablaze.
I stopped looking.
I was like,
Get the fuck out.
Wake up the next morning, my mentions are ablaze, man.
Ablaze, guys. So tell the people who don't know. Tell the people who've been sitting living under a rock for the past week.
Let me break it down for you. Now, there's some of you that watch soccer. There's UEFA Champions League.
That's what's up.
There's UEFA Champions League. Everyone across the globe wants that thing, man.
That's right.
Only a certain few make it into the final 16. Let me say that. And now you're sitting there. You're in the final 16. You're like, will we make it to the end?
Boom.
Will we make it to the end?
Boom.
You make it to the end. It's the final. You still don't know if you're going to win it or not.
That's right.
That's my Friday night.
Yeah.
When you lift that trophy Saturday morning, because you're in South Africa, you're lifting it via Twitter.
Boom!
It's still okay. What it means is that you've probably just won the biggest award in the industry in the world. There are three titans in the world of advertising.
Yeah.
Can, DNAD, and One Show.
Yeah.
And bagging one of them is phenomenal.
That's what's up.
Bagging all three in one year.
Boom!
That's something. No.
TP Dang, yo. That's TP Dang for you guys. But on the real, we cannot underplay that shit, bruv.
Yeah, the one show is.
Yeah, man.
So, and if you've seen a thread that I've made on my timeline, it's one of the most, like, very few creatives in the world can actually say that they've got a nomination.
That's right.
One show.
That's
like,
right.
Let alone winning a bronze.
Yeah, people start and finish without having won one.
And we're talking careers that span 30 years or
that's
so, where you're like, yo, man, you're the ECD at
ain't one shit.
Yeah, Murumbela, yeah. Murumbela and Sons. Yeah.
Papa Piano's advertising ain't one shit.
And for
shout out to the ain't one shit niggas. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Don't be nasty. You're making me nasty. I'm never. I'm not like this when you're
never
not
that.
There.
Never that.
Yeah.
And you go 30 years without ever bagging this thing, and every
That's
year
right.
you see it. And what I love about the One Show is that they've got this. Hey man, they've got this bravado, like,
That's
we're gonna make what we believe wins.
That's right.
A lot of and it's a very painful topic for me, and
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know if I can say this.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, get in there.
But I believe that especially with our industry and our award ceremony, the biggest one in our country,
yeah.
We tend to take a lot of the international award ceremonies as the North Star.
That's right.
And we follow, if something wins big at Cannes,
it must win our chair.
It's gonna it has to
win. No, but it's not always the case.
And
man.
It's not always,
it's always
the case.
Because I saw it the one year. There was a year when actually I was at FCB. When a Lego piece, which was I think was South Africa's first print Grand Prix, came out here, and it dealt with the elements, man.
Yeah.
You see, what happens overseas is that those guys don't know who works on what accounts.
Yeah,
you know, they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know what agency's working on what, so they'll award it properly.
Yeah.
Comes out here, niggas is like, you know what happens in the streets, right? In the streets, it's like, you know, I know it's tight, but it's not mine.
Yeah, you know, got a bronze.
Out here,
son. The Lego Periscope piece.
Check your Louis Daniels, son. Check your Louis Daniels.
Never.
Go check your Louis Daniels. That thing didn't win. It didn't even win a gold out here. Because niggas was like,
man.
How? And you know what I mean? And at that time, I think you know, there was kind of an expected group of agencies that used to win stuff,
yeah.
especially internationally, you know. And I think FCB had just come from like a little slump, and it just didn't make sense. It didn't compute for a whole bunch of people,
and I was just like,
boom, and they shut it down. Shut it down.
And I don't know. I don't know if.
So duck down with the Luria. Duck down, my nigga. Don't get shot, Nick. Don't get shot. My nigga, duck down.
Yo, it is. And last year, when, because I mean, the calendars, the award calendars are not in sync. So the Luries will come before the award ceremonies that you guys are seeing now. And last year, sitting in that room, I won't lie, my heart was had sunk. I think we won three different awards for this particular campaign. We won bronze, we won craft, and we won silver.
For
the one that just won gold at One Show. And won
Tippy,
silver.
But that's what I wanted to say, man. Tell the people what you won. You haven't told us. Break it down.
Oh,
what
I
did you win? Man.
So we just won a gold pencil at the One Show for craft in radio.
Boom.
And then the night turned even crazier, that in every category they choose the best of show for each category.
Yeah.
And this, we're still doing the research, but this might just be the first South African best of show in a category at the One Show.
What do you want, guys? What do you want?
Two gold pencils.
What do you want, guys?
Best in radio across.
Hey.
I mean,
SA stand up, FCB Africa stand up.
That is
dope shit.
Yeah.
I think that is so cool, man. I think I just went into Tibo Touch mode there for a second. What is happening in this studio? I think the spirit of touch. I've been infused with the spirit of touch. But dude, that is so dope, man. And congratulations to you, brother.
We don't
hear the shit enough, man. But congratulations
shout
to you and your
Moses,
team.
Shout out Tepo Mswehu.
Shout them out, man. Shout out
Tepo Moses Mushway. Shout out Tswana Bodan. Shout out Jonathan Deep. Shout out Greg Morris. If we do have if I can take you through the pro, and maybe that was a question that was coming up, the process of making this, and that's why I'm like, I will never forget the. It's not me. That's right. We, Tepo and I, had been sitting, rotting in the frustration of the previous.
That's right.
And we're sitting there like, no man, we have to switch this up. There's. They're common brands that keep winning.
We had
this theory that big brands with big budgets allow you to do big ads that will win big.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
And we said that we're like, no, dog. There's a catalog of brands in our at the FCB stable, which span a different category.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, yo, dog. Okay, here's Ned Flores.
Yeah.
It's great. It's amazing, proactive fodder for us to use.
That's right.
And jump in.
Uh oh, you said proactive. Here we go. No, but I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the process of making this, people hear the final ad and think that we went into studio, and I think for the first time, you know, and this is the contention that people think that when you make something proactively, it's a matter of, oh, we've got 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
Do this. We did this about 2 months before the deadline actually happened, because the level of craft that needed to come out of this.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a craft masterpiece. I mean, I think if you have the time, if you have the ability, go to TP's timeline.
Yeah.
It's at TP Deng. On Twitter, check it out. Check out the radio spot.
I'll pin up the link right now. That's what's up. To the spot itself.
That's what's up. And check the spot. I mean, I think very well done. Where did you record it? Hey Papa Legend.
Hey Papa Legend.
Nothing wrong, Papa Legend.
Yeah. Miles McDonald.
Yeah.
I mean, by the
huge shout out to the sound engineers, to the people who are the most unsung heroes in this game.
Man.
Huge shout out to those guys. Well done to you, brothers.
We sat with Miles for so long in this whole process. I mean,
that guy sounds like a superstar.
Oh,
guys, I give you Miles McDonald. I mean, what do you want?
Miles.
I mean, I want to work with that guy any day. Miles McDonald, if you're listening, my man, if you're not busy next week, from now on, you're the co-host of this show.
Oh.
I've never met you, but I mean, I just want to say, G-Man the Ad-Man with Miles McDonald. Oh, what do you want?
Rockstars. Yeah. Imagine going to, and you've been in the radio booth quite a lot.
That's
imagine
right.
Going to the radio recording place.
Yeah,
50.
They call them studios. Yeah,
studios.
Yeah, yeah. they mostly go by studio. Yeah.
By the 15th session, this is we've exhausted our budget that we've allowed to create the production budget. And this guy's still saying, nah, come through, gents.
Yeah,
I'm available Saturday morning. I just have to go to rugby with my son. And when I come back, we can jam.
Yeah.
And the process of creating this started with sound design of the actual words. If you hear the spots themselves. I mean, we went into reviews like about between five and eight, where they're like, that word is still not right.
Yeah.
It still doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Now you go back. Now you're searching through
words. What word?
Yeah, you're searching through words that sounds like sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Oh, what sounds like a grenade?
Yeah. Oh, man. But TP, once again, man,
yeah,
huge well done. Yeah. You're getting a whole bunch of love on Twitter. Somebody say, a perk of being sick as fuck at home is getting to listen to the brother TP Deng on Blacksim's show serving creative excellence. That's Sandy Selwe at Gamma_Maverick.
Thank you, brother.
So that nigga is loving it. Mabu Tuteka wants to tie one more time, says big ups to the goals at the one show and Nisa them TP Deng. So we will share the work.
Yeah.
And you guys will get to experience it, guys. How quickly did today's hour fucking fly by? I mean, freaking fly by.
No ways.
I mean, we're literally almost done. But I'm glad we can hang out like this, man. I'm glad we can have this chat. And I'm hoping that somewhere out there, this has inspired some guy from Mahuleng Real Rovers, where you're from. You know what I mean? Shout out Mokopan.
Like imagine this, a kid from POK.
That's right.
Polokwane.
That's right.
Flora Park.
That's what's up. Stand
at
up.
At the age of 25, bringing home one gold. A one show gold and a one show best of show is unheard of.
I mean, get the fuck out
of
here.
It's unheard of.
Get the fuck out of here. I love that too much.
My grand doesn't know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. But it one show.
But again.
A one fair.
A one fair.
Yeah.
King, get pencil.
But at least two number one. Come on. But I think that's so dope, man. I think that's a really big message that I think needs to go out to all you guys. All you guys. And I really hope that one of the biggest reasons why I brought TP today is the fact that your release deadline has been extended by 2 weeks. And as much as it has taken him 2 months to produce this thing, you've got 2 weeks to essentially change it up.
Yep.
Right? Change the way people look at you in the corridors of the agency. Ask him. I'm sure they look at him differently now.
Oh.
The briefs have changed. You know what I mean?
There's disgust as well.
You know what I mean? There are people who just spit.
Envy.
They spit when they see him. You know what I mean? And you want that. You want some people to spit when they see you because your shit is on the come up. So once again, I implore you, enter the lures. Don't you know a wise man in advertising, Mr. Troy Palmer. Huge shout out, Mr. Troy Palmer, who is now working in Prague. Once said to me, you know, people don't let anybody tell you awards ain't shit.
Yeah.
If they don't have none.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So
get some fire on
don't tell me awards ain't shit if you don't have it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tell me you're tired of awards when you have them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When you're tired
when you have them, when you're tired of awards, tell me no, don't enter awards. But they have a place in our existence. You know, I'm not saying that should be the only focus of your career. but they have a place. Yeah. You know, we need to constantly remind ourselves. We need to constantly get out there and kind of show remind ourselves how dope we are. You know,
do you like what they do for you? Is that firstly they make you feel great. You feel like you're on top of the world, literally.
That's right.
And what they also do for you, I'm under immense pressure right now.
That's right. Now you got to keep up, right? Up.
You remember Elizabeth?
Now you get your squeeze pack, brief. Gotta be the best squeeze pack we ever saw, Nick.
Elizabeth Gilbert, Eat, Pray, Love. What's it? Yeah. What do I do now? What book do I write after the freakish success of Eat, Pray, Love?
Yeah, you leave it.
It shouldn't cripple you.
It shouldn't cripple you, actually.
Go back and you write. Yeah.
You will create more shit.
Yeah.
But in and amongst the shit, there'll be a great thing
there'll
again.
There'll be a great
thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. So thanks once again, my man, for coming to hang out.
My brother.
Thanks for bracing us with your presence and talking as much shit as you do.
And before we run out of time, shout out to you. A lot of you might not know is that my first advertising mentor, the person that actually in a way convinced me to come through to FCB. I mean, I had a lot of offers. I was a superstar. I was a rock star. I had a lot of offers. but the man that guided me in my fledgling years, Grant Sotole. As I said on Twitter, this award is as much as it is yours as it is mine.
You're gonna kill me, man. Hey, you're gonna make a nigga drop thug tears out here, man. I'm strong. I have a reputation out here, man. Don't do that to me.
Thank you,
thank you so much, man. Thanks, TP Dang. It means a whole lot.
Yeah.
Guys, man, we're out of time. It's been an amazing show. I hope it's been an inspirational show to all of you guys. Huge shout out to TP Dang for coming out.
Yeah.
Played at the office. You need to play this for your friends who just come through the studio. You need to play for everybody who's you know like I said, they ain't one shit niggas. Play for those guys. You know, play the show to your moms.
Yeah.
If you're struggling to kind of convince them why you should be in advertising.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Kind of, you know, the fact that this guy from Polokwane is here with all his dust. Came out here with that. He's got dust in his hair right now as well. You'll see in the pic.
It's cold now.
You'll see. but go out there, make some work, and remember, take care of yourselves, take care of those briefs, and take care of each other. It's that important. And remember, once again, like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. It's your boy, G-Man, the Ad Man. Boom!
Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom!
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man, the Ad Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the Ad Man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the Ad Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man, the Ad Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.